Man, a 24 team playoff? How does that look for Auburn?
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
So we're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. A potential 24-team playoff on the horizon. We'll break all of that down. Is that good for Auburn? What does that mean? And then I want to clarify something from yesterday on the roster numbers, because there's still some preferred walk-ons being added. I'll explain how all that works here in just a second. But before we do that, let's give a quick shout out to Ford Stokes with Active Wealth, and a double shout out to Brett last week from Gadsden, giving Ford a shout out, booking a consultation directly from this link, Calendly, which is a really tough word, Calendly.com/Ford/Ford Stokes. You can book directly into his calendar. Only people that listen to this show can do that and get your free consultation. So show them some love. Do business with Auburn people. It's Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. This is awesome, but it's hilarious at the same time. Because remember, this past winter, we couldn't decide on a 14 versus a 16 team playoff. Remember that? That there was this controversy. The Big Ten wanted this. The SEC wanted that. We couldn't get on the same page. So they just said, boom, we're not changing anything. And now the American Football Coaches Association has all voted to rubber stamp, essentially, a 24-team playoff. So we've blown way past 14/16 games, and now we're at a 24, essentially just doubling what you have now. Right off the cuff, I like it. A couple of different things they want to do, they are proposing. They will eliminate conference championship games. So we've talked about that a lot, how conference championship games have almost become meaningless because it's almost like a punishment. You know, you got to put it affects your. Does it affect your seeding? Doesn't it affect your seeding? We change how we feel about it every single year. It makes the most sense if you're going to expand and allow more teams in to get rid of the conference championship game. Just have a regular season champion. It's not that hard. Reduce scheduled bye weeks from 2 to 1. So that could be kind of tough to only have one bye week. But, hey, from a fan perspective, man, that bye week, it's for whatever reason, it feels like it takes a month to get past. Preserve a dedicated window for the Army-Navy game. So, in other words, this is going to give them their own weekend still, which, you know, some people love it. I honestly, and this is probably a bad take, I just don't care. I'm sorry. I don't watch it, and I'm probably in the minority there, and that's okay. But that they definitely made sure to pay attention to that. I know it means something to a lot of people. Reduce the minimum number of days between contests to no fewer than 6. So, you know, you get into the another thing it says is it would start sooner. The playoffs would start much sooner, and you'd finish the second weekend in January. Okay, which would be phenomenal, because this coming up year, the playoff finale is going to be on like January 25th, which is just wild that it's going to be almost, I mean, it's like you play the college football championship and then you have the Super Bowl right after almost. It's crazy. When could this happen? I think that's what a lot of people are going to ask. Okay. You've proposed it, like, when could this actually go down? So every single year, the playoffs have a contract with ESPN through, like, 2031. Okay, so that doesn't necessarily mean they can't change the rules, but any rules that change have to be submitted by December 1st of the previous year. So this upcoming season, still going to be 12 teams. Next year, if you want to change to a 12-team format, you'd have to have it decided, voted on, and approved by December 1st of this year. So with the AFCA kind of jumping on board, which is essentially just a, again, I mean, it's a collection of college head football coaches, assistant coaches, coordinators, all kind of stuff. If that were to sort of catapult it forward, you got guys like Kirby Smart saying he's 50-50 on it. Then you got guys like Josh Heupel saying he's all for a 24 team. If that's the case, I feel like you could probably see it as early as, you know, next season. There's one little caveat they want to do. It's like a, I think they call it a 23 plus one model. The field will include a 23 plus one model to the 23 best teams in one spot for the group of six. So the only thing I would have to say about that is that's kind of weird, because just this past year, the final top 25 had, let's see here, I'm not going to count BYU. They're not a group of six. They're their own deal. But you had, let's see, you had Tulane, James Madison, Houston, North Texas. So you had all those teams in the top 24. So is the plus one necessarily even needed? I guess as time goes by, probably, and you know, NIL continues to be a thing and transfer portal. I mean, last year you had Boise State in the top 10. So I don't know if that's necessarily even going to be, I don't know if how necessary that piece of it is actually going to be. I'm probably missing something. But yeah, that is what's on the table. As far as things that, you know, I like about it, we'll talk about the Auburn impact in just a minute. But basically, it's going to take the 12-team playoff, and then just imagine that current model on one side of the bracket, and then you just put another model on the other side of the bracket. You'd have eight play-in games now, I believe. Let me look really quick. I had a fake bracket up. Yeah, you'd have one, two, three, four. Yeah, eight play-in games and eight byes. It's basically the same tournament, just on with two sides now. More teams get a shot. You got more potential, opportunities to host a playoff game. It's really hard if you don't qualify for the 12 team. It's really hard for me to find an argument that you deserve to be in. Like at this point, if you just don't get in, it's just on you. You know what I mean? I mean, you got top 25 teams at the end of the season with, you know, three, four losses, you know, even after, that's just in the regular season. Like, we're not even talking about, you know, we're not even talking about with the conference championship games added in. Like, let me go back really quick just to give you an example. In this past year, week 16, I guess. Hold on, let me see. Week 15 would be what would be considered after the last regular season game. Yeah, you had Iowa was number 23 at 8-4. And you had several three-loss teams. Definitely gives you more wiggle room in the season. There's going to be some people that argue, oh, man, the college football season is always so awesome because it just – every game matters. And I still think every game is going to matter because, you know, 24 teams seems like a lot, but there's over 100-something – college football teams. There's like 60 plus power four college football teams. So there's still a ton of football teams out there that are going to be competing, so that the regular season is still going to matter. I mean, 8-4 in the SEC is not necessarily a pushover. I mean, trust me, trust us, trust me, bro. Been there. We're going to talk about the impact on Auburn. Is it good? Is it bad? And then we're going to clarify something on the roster here in just a second. But before we do that, we got to give a shout out to the PTAC Precision Tune Auto Care, where car care meets hospitality on Opelika, over in Opelika. It's locally owned and operated off of Pepperell Parkway and Veterans. Give them a shout, guys. If you want someone you can trust, that's all people are looking for when it comes to taking care of your car, truck, doesn't matter. You want somebody you can trust. You want somebody you know you go in and you're not going to just get slammed in the face with, you know, thing after thing that you have no idea if you need it or don't. Get you a full 360-degree inspection with videos and pictures every single time you go in. Show them some love. It's Precision Tune Auto Care. And then, obviously, you got to buy Auburn.com. You got to go buy Auburn, man. If you're going to start doing business with Auburn people first. Go to buyauburn.com today. It's our professional network. You can list your business for less than $1 a day. And again, connecting Auburn owners with Auburn fans. That's what we're trying to do. If you're going to be a part of the family, do business with the family. It's buyauburn.com. We'll be back right after this. So what does this mean for Auburn? Is this a good thing? It's a bad thing? I don't even really count the last, 5 years of football. From 2021 to 2025, I just look at as if Auburn football didn't exist, because essentially it did not. And it's sort of an unprecedented time, and it's been miserable, and it is what it is, but I don't necessarily look at that as the bar of what Auburn football is. And anybody that's marginally serious when they want to talk about football will understand that that's the case as well. So if you go back and you just look, let's just go from 2010 to 2020. From 2010 to 2020, obviously you got 2010, 13, 14, 16, 17, and 19. So that's what, 6 seasons? And who knows about 2020? It was the COVID year. That's 6 seasons where Auburn finished inside the top 25. 6 seasons where Auburn potentially could have made this proposed 24-team playoff. That's a good thing, right? If 3 losses is what can get you into this thing. I'm not saying that Auburn is going to be a perennial 3-loss team. I think Auburn has the potential to go, 10-2, 11-1, because we've seen them do it. But if that's the low bar to potentially get into this thing, I think that's phenomenal for Auburn. That would be, to be able to come in next year and potentially make a run for the playoff when you have a little bit more favorable schedule like year two, I really have a hard time finding a negative. That's just sort of been Auburn's thing, unfortunately, is you've had like high levels of success, but it's only been for a very, very short period of time. Like, this would allow Auburn to kind of maintain a potential level of success that's a little bit more attainable. And I really do think as time goes on, we've already seen it. The playing field gets a little bit more level as years go by. More teams rise up and challenge. Again, you got the Indiana over there. Like, this just gives more teams more opportunities. It's easier to me, it would be easier to sell your potential to get into the playoffs. It would do that for everyone, but it would be easy to go to a player and say, look, man, we got the roster. We can get into, if the playoffs are a big deal, like, we have the roster to potentially make a run for the playoffs. I really honestly find a hard time to find a negative. The only negative that I can really pinpoint is I just don't like I don't like a committee deciding teams. I know that I'm going by an AP poll, which is probably the worst poll you could go by. I don't like the human element. I really, really wish there was some more defined criteria, whether it be analytical, RPI, BCS, something to just completely remove the human element. If you just had a computer formula that didn't care about the name on the jersey, the logo on the helmet, and there was no bias whatsoever. I mean, I don't think these guys necessarily have ill will, but I mean, you got athletic directors from conferences voting on teams in their own conference to be in the playoff. Like, as you can try to be as unbiased as you want, it's impossible. So that's probably the only thing, and that's not even really a negative towards Auburn. You got to figure out something that's more black and white as far as the criteria to get in, and not opinion based. So we don't get into, are they the best team or the most deserving, and you know, so on and so forth. You saw a lot of that in the NCAA tournament, especially particularly with the bubble. It's going to create a bubble. Like, we're going to have probably a much bigger group of folks that's going to be the first four in, last four out, all that kind of stuff. So that could be kind of fun, but I still wish we could somehow remove the human element just completely out of it as far as picking the teams. But other than that, I think it's a fantastic idea. I think they seem to have thought about a lot of the smaller things that this big thing affects. And I like that. It's awesome to say 24 teams. Okay, but when does that end? Like, that's a bunch of extra games. When does that actually end? Well, they thought about that. We're going to eliminate the conference championship game. We're going to move the playoff up so it starts almost immediately. And then we know that they're going to finish the second week in January. I like all that. So, again, they'd have to approve it by December 1st of this year to go into play next year. So we'll see what happens. I want to clarify something from yesterday. I talked to a few sources. We talked about the 105 versus the 125. The 120 that was from previous. And I'm talking about total roster numbers, because remember, the roster was reduced from 120 to 105. You know, used to it was 85 scholarships, and then the rest would be walk-ons up to 120. But Auburn currently has 108 players, so that's three players over that 105. And then we talked about they potentially added two more, quote-unquote, preferred walk-ons in the last couple of days. How does that work? Okay, so now we're at, 110, and you had that hard cap of 125, and we talked about designated student athletes and what those mean. And I talked to a source, got all the clarification on how that works. Okay. So essentially, walk-ons prior, what you had to do to make sure that they saved a spot on your roster, you had to declare them as designated student athletes. Okay. Now, this is a sort of grandfathered in period that's eventually going to roll itself off and you'll be at 105. But a lot of teams took advantage of that, knocked out, you know, they added, you know, 20 or so different kid walk-ons as DSAs. Now, until that player's eligibility rolls off, so until that player graduates, they can still be a part of the team as a walk-on / DSA, and it does not count against the 105. So that's how they're making these numbers work right now. Now, like I said, eventually these guys will graduate, and then you don't get to do the DSA thing anymore. I know a lot of people are asking, well, I thought it was 105 scholarships. Well, yeah, you do have you do have the ability to do that, because you know, some of these kids are coming in and saying they're going to be preferred walk-ons. Well, I thought it was all scholarships. You do have the ability to do that, but remember, everything that you do now is going to count against your rev share. So they can give full scholarships, they can give partial scholarships, they can give, you know, rev share dollars just as like money. I mean, I guess that's 6-1, half a dozen the other. But anything, anybody from that, you know, 85 to 105, whatever you do is going to count against your rev share. So that's why kids, if you're coming in as a preferred walk-on, they may still be, you know, more like your traditional walk-on versus, you know, getting an actual scholarship. Probably get a little, you know, maybe get a little stipend, a little money here or there. But that's how they're making these numbers work. Eventually it's going to be 105, but you still got some designated student athletes that are still working out their eligibility. And that's why Auburn's going to have more than that 105 for this upcoming season. I think they wish they would have had more than even that. But that's a story for another day. Guys, really appreciate you listening. Let me know what you think about the 24-team playoff. If you need a good realtor in the Auburn area, also hit me up, KyleRush@KW.com. Would love to help you. And we're going to be back again tomorrow. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.